It's our weekly chat with the National Weather Service office here in North Platte. Today, getting the duty call is Nathan. How you doing, Nathan?
Good. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing well. So we have for probably the first time in, that we can remember, a good chance of some form of precipitation almost every day this week, it looks like, huh?
Yeah, it's looking a lot better than what we saw in March, and I can't really talk about where we're going about without talking about where we've been. March, we saw 5 records for high temperatures. We saw the 3rd warmest March on record. We even saw a fairly dry one. I believe it was, it was around just less than 1/4 inch of liquid for the month, and that's actually about 25% of normal for, you know, our Marches that we see. We, even getting back to the temperatures, we saw prior to this year only 2 instances of 90 degrees in March, and we've hit 90 degrees twice in March 2026 here. So it was just a March for the records, unfortunately, and obviously that led to a lot of the fire concerns. But yes, looking much better this month thus far. So we'll see if we can keep it up and if everything can actually materialize or if it all scoots around us, unfortunately.
How much rain did we get from that system that came through last week?
Yeah, let's see. So last week you were talking about how much we got. Let me pull that up really quick. So we did actually get 22 hundredths of precipitation. So a little bit, you know, enough to settle the dust and get some good moisture in the soils. I know much better precipitation was reported in eastern Nebraska. I know my folks outside Columbus got about 1.5 inches. And so a lot of locations out in east fared much better than we did. So at least someone's getting something. But you know, like I mentioned, and you and I kind of talked off the record there, we do see a better outlook for this week into the weekend. So fingers crossed things can stay the pace.
Well, let's dice through this, what we have to look forward to this week. Today, actually, as far as projected highs, will be the coolest day of the week, 55, it looks like. And it's going to feel actually cooler than that because the winds are going to be whipping as high as 30, it looks like, out of the east.
It will be, and like you mentioned, exactly that. It's going to feel a little bit more raw than it actually is. But those gusty winds out of the east are typically a cooling wind. We don't necessarily see great fire concerns with that because of the dry air or whatnot. We get a pretty decent source of moisture moving in. So people might look at that forecast and see, oh, no, we got more fire concerns. Well, not really today. So I wouldn't expect any significant concerns for the area here today.
Then we start to get that chance of rain / snow moving in tonight. And basically we're looking at after midnight sometime the possibility of that precip for about a 12-hour window, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, honestly, I would say it looks like it favors the Sandhill, so maybe staying mostly north of North Platte, I wouldn't completely rule it out, but folks up by Thedford, Mullen might fare a little better than North Platte does.
Mostly cloudy on Tuesday, high near 62. Just a slight chance of rain looks like Tuesday night, down to about 41. And then Wednesday also, just about a 20% chance of rain, a little bit warmer. And then Wednesday night, we got a real good chance or a kind of flip a coin chance on Wednesday night of some rain.
Yeah, so what happens on Wednesday is we get a frontal boundary that comes through the north, and actually winds are going to be favorably out of the north through the duration of the day. They may be a little gusty at times, too, so wouldn't rule out, kind of feeling a little bit raw than the temperature suggests as well. But that frontal boundary will stall somewhere around the Nebraska-Kansas border, and that's when you get enough warm air into the boundary from Kansas that should lead to some thunderstorms. Now, I mentioned the fronts down south, but we tend to see a little bit of what we call kind of overrunning, and so the precipitation potential should extend a little further north. And actually, if maybe the weather enthusiast has noticed that we actually do have a SPC level 1 marginal risk that's in Frontier County for severe thunderstorms. It doesn't look like much more than maybe cloud-to-ground lightning threat, as well as maybe some small hail. But, you know, maybe some more pronounced thunderstorms there Wednesday evening for far southeast.
Okay. Thursday, 63 is the predicted high with 20% chance of rain before 1 o'clock. Thursday night, still a chance of rain and down around 35. And then take us through Friday and over the weekend.
Yeah, we got a bigger system that's coming through later this week, as you alluded to. Big trough coming across the western CONUS or west coast sometime there in that Saturday-Sunday time frame. And we get a decent amount of energy that extends ahead of that. And then the main trough itself should come through sometime early next week. So we do have pretty pronounced thunderstorm rain and even some thunderstorm potential over the weekend. And it should be, I won't call it a washout just yet, but there is some prolonged precipitation potential and maybe even some appreciable rainfall amounts too. Just looking at some of the latest forecasts, eastern Nebraska especially is looking, they could see a couple inches of rain. Now, that does not fare as well for North Platte, but at this point, it does look like maybe quarter inch, even upwards of a half an inch, cannot be ruled out.
So. Hmm. Boy, we would certainly welcome that. Looks like the going to be appreciably warmer over the weekend, and then what are we seeing for temperatures next week?
Yeah, it's looking warm, unfortunately. So the monthly outlook is not looking great for April as a whole, if you were to average out the whole month. So, yes, we're in a fairly active period, maybe some more seasonable temperatures. But beyond today and tomorrow, we're actually above normal temperatures in the forecast, and those probably will stick around for a little bit. So the only thing that works, you know, against that with respect to any kind of continued fire concerns is that active pattern, you know, with the recurring shots of precipitation. So all in all, it does look like next week would favor above normal temperatures, much like what we're seeing on Sunday. We're actually making a run at 80 degrees here at North Platte, and that would be about 20 degrees above normal. So 70s and 80s, possibly 80s, I would expect for the majority of next week.
All right. Nathan with the National Weather Service, been our guest on the second half of Mugs this morning. We appreciate you dialing in, giving us a few minutes of your time. Hope you have a good week over there, and hope we don't get to... although you guys probably live a little bit for severe weather, but I'm okay if we hold off on that for a few weeks. Just bring a little rain without the severeness, okay?
That'd be nice. We'll do what we can. So thanks for having me,
Thank
Corey.
You, sir. Have a good one. That's Nathan with the National Weather Service.